This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri versus Rodriguez M. Harris Jr., decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals Western District, State of Missouri, Respondent v. WD 87042, opinion filed June 17, 2025, Rodriguez M. Harris Jr., Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri. The Honorable Cotton Walker, Judge before Division 2, Cynthia L. Martin, Presiding Judge, Gary D. Witt, Judge and W. Douglas Thompson, Judge Rodriguez M. Harris Jr., appeals the judgment of the Circuit Court of Cole County, Missouri, Trial Court, convicting him after a bench trial of Count I, Assault in the Second Degree with a Special Victim, Section 565.0552, Warren Count 2, Armed Criminal Action, Section 571.0115, and Count the Third, Resisting Arrest, Section 575.150. On appeal, Harris alleges that the trial court erred in entering judgment against him because the state failed to provide substantial evidence that he committed the offenses as charged in the amended information. We affirm the judgment of the trial court. 1. All statutory references are to the Revised Statutes of Missouri 2016, as updated by supplement. 2. Factual and procedural background. In the early morning of April 29, 2023, police were called to a residence in Cole County. When officers arrived at the residence, a younger man and an older woman, both of whom lived in the residence, stated that Harris was inside the residence, creating a disturbance and acting crazy. The woman wanted Harris to leave. The officers entered the residence and proceeded to the room Harris occupied. When the officers approached the room, Harris tried to close the bedroom door on the officers, but Sergeant 1-2 put his foot in the door so that he and Sergeant 2 could enter. When the officers entered the room, Harris was sitting on a low sofa and appeared to be under the influence of some substance. He was sweating profusely and speaking incoherently. The officers ordered Harris to get on the ground, but he was uncooperative. Despite the officers ordering Harris not to touch anything, and specifically not to touch the knife which was located near him, he repeatedly rocked or lunged forward, reaching toward the knife that was near his feet. After he reached for the knife again, one of the officers tased him. After tasing him, the officers were able to handcuff Harris and arrest him. Harris continued to resist Sergeant 1 and Sergeant 2, but two additional officers, who had arrived at the residence in the intervening time, were able to help carry Harris out of the residence and get him into a police vehicle. Harris continued to try to kick the officers as they removed him from the residence. 2. Pursuant to Section 509.520 and the operating rules of our Missouri Supreme Court, we do not include the names of witnesses unless they are parties. The two law enforcement officers who were present during the relevant time both had the rank of sergeant and both had the same last initial, so this opinion will refer to them as Sergeant 1 and Sergeant 2, respectively. 3. At Harris's bench trial, Sergeant 1 and Sergeant 2 both testified, and the court was shown both officers' body cam videos as well as still shots taken from the videos. Sergeant 2, who entered the room at the residence just behind Sergeant 1 on the night of Harris's arrest, testified that he was the one who first noticed the white knife on the floor and called it out to Sergeant 1. Sergeant 2 testified that he believed Harris was attempting to cause Sergeant Lesk serious physical injury. Sergeant 2 testified that, while Harris lunged or reached for the knife, he was tased before he was ever able to grab hold of the knife. Sergeant 1's testimony was similar to that of Sergeant 2, but Sergeant 1 testified that he believed he saw Harris successfully pick up the knife, at least briefly. On cross-examination, Sergeant 1 acknowledged that the body cam video never shows the knife in Harris's hand, so Sergeant 1 did not know 100% whether Harris ever actually had the knife in his hand. Harris did not adduce any evidence at trial. At the close of the evidence, Harris argued in support of his motion for acquittal. And really, I think this boils down to who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? So I would ask the court to review the body camera footage to see whether or not these officers are credible. Because if Mr. Harris is not grabbing any knife, you know, the state's locked into the factual basis in the charge. They did not charge Mr. Harris with grabbing at a knife or grabbing near a knife or putting the officers in apprehension of physical injury. They charged him with aggressively grabbing a knife. If he has no knife, the...